Brothers and sisters, our readings today, especially the first reading in the Gospel, focus a lot on two very important spiritual concepts, humility and love. The Gospel account in particular is quite informative. We heard the words of Jesus warning us not to walk into a party and assume that the place of honor is reserved for us. Instead, we're to humble ourselves. This way, rather than being shamed by having to give up our seat to someone more honorable, we can be exalted, called to sit at a higher place of honor. And this gospel depiction reminds me a lot of the pettiness of my high school days. In particular, it calls to mind all the cliques in my high school, and how people of a certain status could sit at certain tables, but other people couldn't in the lunchroom. Friends, here's why I bring this up. I think that high school, at least my experience of high school, with its cliques and the quest to be cool and accepted, presents this whole dynamic in miniature. In high school, we're constantly seeking affirmation from others. We're constantly playing this game in which we build up our own reputations, usually at the expense of others. And I don't by any means want to limit this dynamic to high school students. It's a game we all play, the game of justifying ourselves. And it is, in many cases, the root of our sinfulness. As I've mentioned numerous times before, the origin of this mentality lies in the fact that we forget that we are loved by God. And when we lose sight of the fact that we're loved by God, we begin to seek approval elsewhere, usually from other people. And so we do all sorts of things to impress others. Okay, well now let's go back to today's gospel passage. In this passage, we see that this game, the game of self-justification, is being played. We're told, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. They were observing him carefully. The Greek word used for this is paraterio, which has the nuance of watching him with a hostile scrutiny. You see, they're playing this game. They're looking to find fault with Jesus so that they can justify themselves. They're saying to themselves, who does this guy think he is? Thinks he's so great walking around like he's God incarnate or something. Now, here's where things begin to get interesting. Jesus sees right through all of these clever games that we play. And what does he do? He changes the rules of the game. And he warns us not to exalt ourselves, but to humble ourselves. And what Jesus is talking about isn't the false sense of humility that we see so often in our world today. He's not like one of my heroes, former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, who every time you would listen to one of Lou Holtz's press conferences, you'd walk away saying, oh my goodness, Notre Dame faces an insurmountable task this weekend. How are they ever going to win this football game? Then you'd go look at the schedule and say, who are they playing anyway? And you'd see that they're scheduled to play the Little Sisters of the Poor. You see, Jesus isn't talking about that kind of false sense of humility. What Jesus is talking about is developing a sincere humility, one in which we truly view ourselves as unworthy of the position of honor, not one where we simply give lip service to being unworthy. Now, why does Jesus do this? Well, the answer, of course, is quite simple. It's about salvation. You see, if we continue to play the game that we've grown so accustomed to playing, we'll lose. And we'll lose because none of us can ultimately succeed in that game when we stand before God. God can see right through all of our false pretenses. He knows when we're twisting the facts or using smoke and mirrors to make ourselves look better. And he knows that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Friends, in the gospel today, Jesus exposed these games that we play. And in doing so, he showed that the game of self-justification, of building up reputations, these are all power games designed by human beings, the results of which are that some people rise to power and other people don't. Some people become part of the in-group and others are left out. Now, here's the good news. God doesn't care about these power games. Whether you're in the in-crowd or the out-crowd, God's love remains. And he wants to be in a loving relationship with you. Other people want us to put on masks in order for them to accept us. The relationship that we have with God isn't built on these false pretenses. God will love us no matter what. God makes the sun shine on you, whether you're part of the in crowd or not. So the lingering question is whether we truly want to be in a relationship with God. That is to say, do we want to have an authentic relationship with God? Or do we want to continue to play our silly little games? If we want to have an authentic relationship with God, then we need to humble ourselves. This humility needs to come in two ways. It needs to come on a communal level, and it needs to come on an individual level. Communally, we as Catholics recognize that we are one body, the body of Christ. And as such, what that means is we have to put our own egos aside in order for us to enter into proper relationship with that one body that is Christ. He must increase and we must decrease, St. Paul tells us. In the United States, we'll soon be challenged to do just this. In November of 2011, so a year from this upcoming November, we're going to be using a new translation of the Mass. And for many of us, this is going to be challenging, as a lot of the prayers that we've grown so accustomed to will be changed. The translation will be changed slightly. And yet, despite the hardships that it may cause for many of us getting used to the new translation, we're going to be asked to put aside our own egos so that we can fully enter the body of Christ. We'll have to approach these changes humbly, recognizing that these changes will bring us into greater union not only with the authoritative Latin text, but with the worldwide community of Catholic Christians. Our prayers will more closely resemble the prayers of the people praying the Mass in other languages, such as Spanish or Italian. As individuals, we're also called to humble ourselves and put our egos aside in order to enter proper relationship with Christ. And this means that we need to put aside the persona that we pretend to be, the person without flaws, the one who always has the right clothes or who says the right things. It means recognizing ourselves for who we truly are, flaws and all. When we recognize this, we realize that we can't take the place of honor at the banquet table, especially when it comes to being at a banquet table in the presence of God. Friends, recall that this is the great humility of the saints. The humility of the saints is that they were all aware of their own sinfulness. They were all aware that they didn't belong in the position of honor. We need to follow their example of humility and come to recognize our own unworthiness. Because it's precisely at that moment when we realize that we don't deserve the seat of honor, when we realize that we too are sinners who, as St. Paul has said, have fallen short of the glory of God. It's at that moment that we hear a voice calling out to us. And it's the voice of the Master saying to us, My friend, move to a higher position. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who view themselves with the spirit of humility.